The Daily Catch on CKBW.ca.
I'm Evan Taylor, and welcome to The Daily Catch, a wrap-up of all the news that matters to the So Shore today. After over a year of exploring Nova Scotia for potential sites for open-pen salmon farms, Cermaq Canada is calling it quits. The company says they were unable to find 10 to 15 suitable sites around the province and will allow their current leases to expire. Cermaq faced heavy opposition throughout the process from majority of the communities they were looking into, but they always said they would never set up in communities they didn't feel welcome in. George Laboutelier with the anti-open pen organization, the Twin Bays Coalition, says it was good to see a company honor their word.
You know, often they kind of run roughshod, but the Cermaq people, to their credit, said to us throughout that we're not going to go where we're not wanted, and we made it clear that they weren't wanted.
He adds that this likely isn't the end of the fight against open pen fishing in Nova Scotia, as he feels both Fisheries Minister Keith Caldwell and Premier Stephen McNeill are both strong proponents of aquaculture projects like Cermaq's. Freeman Lumber, one of the largest employers in Greenfield, sent out a release today saying they were suspending operations indefinitely. The release makes a specific point to say this is not COVID-19 related. Instead, they say it is because they can no longer find a customer for their wood chips. Previously, they had sold a lion's share of their chips to Northern Pulp, which was forced to shut down after not receiving an extension to the Boat Harbor Act. They had set up a temporary contact with Brooklyn Power to purchase the chips after Northern Pulp closed in January, but that facility has the ability to produce more renewable energy in the summer, rendering the chips obsolete. The release ended saying Freeman Lumber is a sixth-generation family-owned business operating since 1832, producing over 100 million board feet annually. Freeman Lumber employs over 150 full-time direct employees in their state-of-the-art facilities and injects over $1 million into the local economy every week. Nova Scotia has recorded its second death due to the coronavirus pandemic. In a release, the Department of Health and Wellness announced that a woman in her 90s with underlying medical conditions died in Cape Breton Regional Hospital as a result of complications related to COVID-19. Dr. Robert Strang, the province's chief medical officer of health, says there were 31 new cases of the coronavirus, bringing the total number of confirmed cases to 373.
There are currently 10 individuals in hospital. Four of those are in intensive care. Good news, 82 people have now been recovered and considered resolved. We've tested 12,346 Nova Scotians who have been negative. So to me, that's an indication we are testing a lot of people. The vast majority are negative.
The QE2 Health Sciences Center's microbiology lab is now operating 24 hours a day and is completing almost 1,000 tests daily. Nova Scotia RCMP recently released the figures on how many tickets relating to COVID-19 they've issued. Since April 3rd, Nova Scotia RCMP have charged 38 people for offenses under the Nova Scotia Health Protection and Emergency Management Acts. Additionally, they say they have charged a total of 54 people with offenses related to the current Provincial State of Emergency Act in Nova Scotia. These numbers do not include local police forces like the Bridgewater Police Service or Halifax Regional Police. Earlier this week, Bridgewater Police did say that they are now prepared to ticket residents not abiding current health mandates after giving people ample time to hear about them. The Prime Minister is reiterating the need for vigilance in maintaining physical distancing. With the first long weekend during the pandemic taking place, Justin Trudeau says you need to help keep your kids safe and away from others.
But to get them back outside and running around the playground and park as soon as possible, you need to keep them inside for a little longer. This will work, and we'll be with you every step of the way.
Trudeau says they hope they'll be able to restore our economy in the coming days once the first wave of the virus passes. That's your Daily Catch. More on these stories and others can be found in the links below.